Lisa Guest from the town of Canmore joining me on the show. How are you doing this morning?
I'm great. Thanks, Rob. Thanks for having me.
The Canmore Pond. I think people just sort of assume that there's water in it and it freezes and then you've got skating. A lot more goes into it, I understand.
The pond is actually a natural aquifer and it drains out just in front of the gazebo there. So what we need to make a real good pond, and a big pond, is an early to mid-November freeze, no snow, and then for the mud under that ice sheet to freeze up so that we can do bulk floating with the fire hole.
Kind of sounds like you guys had the opposite this year, a lot of snow and warm weather.
We did. It's been quite challenging. I know we've had a few calls, but everyone's been wonderful with this warm weather and us trying to get there to accommodate during these colder snaps, and it's slowly working.
Yeah, where are you guys at right now with the pond?
Okay, the current status is for sure we have a half pond. We'd like a little more than a half pond. So we've got about a foot and a half of ice at the front right now. But as we get over what we call the dragon's back in the middle, towards the back of the pond, we've got a lot of snow that's just filled with water that's become a little waffle coney. So we're going to go out and smash that. We're hopeful that the fire department will get out the 23rd and 24th to do the last two floods. I'm not sure that we'll have it open for Christmas, but we'll try, but for sure for New Year's. So once the fire department's done, we need 3 or 4 days of shaving with the Zamboni to make it safe and skateable.
Yeah, that's what I was wondering, because, you know, Skate with Santa got canceled, obviously. Is the pond going to be ready for the party on the pond on New Year's Eve?
It will be ready for party on the pond.
Sarah Renner's also here, and she talks about how you can be part of the fun at the pond in the new year for the big World Cup events and Winter Carnival coming.
Well, we have a great initiative from the town of Canmore. It's called the Take It Outside Community Lives at the Pond. And I think when we think of the pond, it's our migratory patterns of Canmore people lead us to celebrate our most meaningful winter occasions at the downtown pond, a truly Canadian winter rite of passage. And often those simple things give us the most pleasure. And being outside on that pond can be the best prescription for all of life's ailments. And during the Winter Carnival, there is an opportunity for community groups to join together, open to everyone, celebrate at the downtown pond. The town of Canmore will provide the hot chocolate and a sound system. So it's an invitation to make use of such an incredible town resource that we have that's quite easy to use. And I think there's so much work that goes into that pond. There's so much passion that goes into that pond. So it's a true gift to the community, and it's the perfect way to celebrate winter. And if people would like to find out more information or to submit a Canmore Winter Carnival event, there is a link on canmorewintercarnival.com.
Sarah Renner and Lisa Guest, thank you so much for joining me on the show today to give us an update on the Canmore Pond.
You are welcome.